Hi, it's Marika here from Skin Essentials. And as we get closer to our reopening date, I thought it might be a good time to remind everybody of our COVID protocols here in the clinic, because of course, all of the COVID protocols that we were operating on in between the lockdowns the last time we were open do still apply. So it's been a while since we've seen each other. So let's run through quickly what we have in place for your safety and to help everything run nice and smoothly. So the first thing to remember is that we are operating by appointment only, so we can't take any walk-ins. Everybody that is coming in, we still need to record that you're on the premises and have your COVID self-declaration form. So it's for contact tracing and really just for everybody's comfort and safety and privacy. So I think this is something we'll probably keep moving forward, that everything will be by appointment only. And please do remember to come exactly on time and to come alone. We don't have any waiting facilities at this time. And again, it's about not having anybody on the premises that we're not expecting, or where there might be crossover of clients in reception. So coming on your own is important right now. And also coming exactly on time. So the reason for that is because we still have to do our gapping in the rooms. So of course we always did clean everything in between every appointment. That's something you would expect, and indeed has always happened here at Skin Essentials. But one of the newer things that we had to implement when we opened after the first lockdown was air gapping or ventilation gapping in the room. So we will still be doing that. So when you come in and you have your appointment, the room has been fully cleaned and then left to ventilate for a minimum half an hour. So our rooms with windows are being ventilated for half an hour, and our rooms are, you know, our dark facial room without a window, that is being left gapped for an hour after being disinfectant sprayed. So this is why our timing is even more important than before, because we need to have the book organized such that the treatments are exactly at the time that we're expecting them, and we have that minimum 30 minute gap between finishing cleaning it and the next person going in to use the room. So for that reason, this is why we are appointment only, and this is why it's so important to us that you are exactly on time for your appointment. If you're early, we can't bring you into the room until that ventilation gap has actually been completed. And if you are late, then we're shortening the gap, which we can't do. So exactly on time is really great for us right now, and always, of course, to help us all run on time. So we're also doing e-forms. So when you make your appointment, you will get, whether you book it online yourself or whether we do it for you here over the phone or by email, you will get a confirmation email detailing your appointment and the time and the service and everything else. So attached to that will be a little link with your COVID form. And you'll also get a reminder 48 hours before your appointment, and that will also have the COVID form attached if you hadn't filled it out the first time. So we are asking people to fill out that COVID self-declaration form online before your appointment. It's really great if you can get this done for us at least 48 hours in advance. So that is the usual form that you were used to filling out before, which has the questions whether you have been in contact with anybody with a COVID positive test, etc., whether you've traveled, all the usual questions that you are now used to. So this is done online. And also, if you are new to some of our services or new to Skin Essentials completely, we will send you your consultation form for your treatment with that email as well. So say for example you were coming in for a pyramid facelift, that is something that has quite a bit of consultation prior to your first one, to make sure you know that you have no contraindications or anything like that. So to cut down that face-to-face speaking time, We are now sending those forms electronically as well. So if it is relevant to what you have booked, you will see on your confirmation email a link to fill out your COVID-19 declaration form and also a link to a consultation form if it is relevant for what you've booked. If you don't see a link, it means we didn't need a new consultation from you, that we already had one, or that it is a short one that we will complete face to face. Cutting down on the speaking time is something that is new as well with the COVID protocols. So you do have to take your mask off in here, of course, to have a treatment on your face. Now, we will continue to be masked. Your therapist will always have their mask and PPE and gloves. We always did that anyway. Well, the mask is new, but the gloves are not. But you, of course, will, in most cases, have to take your mask off. So in order to be extra safe, we do try to reduce the speaking time. So that is why we're having the electronic consultation forms. Of course, you can speak to us when you come in and we will speak to you about your treatment. But just for an extra layer of safety and comfort, know that you know, we don't have to spend 10 minutes speaking first if this consultation is done, or the bulk of it is done electronically before you come in. So they are all of the things. Well, I suppose it goes without saying, but maybe we should just recap that when you arrive, we do ask you to sanitize your hands, and the same before you leave. Sanitizer, of course, like everywhere else, is available at the door just before you come in. Also, if it's appropriate for the treatment you've had done, we will give you a mask to go out in. We ask you to arrive with your mask on. You leave it on in reception and you take it off just before your treatment in the treatment room. So for some treatments, you know, you can just wear your own mask out again. For others, we will give you a clean disposables. So that is all provided as well. And the last thing then is that when you do come along and you ring the bell at the top of the stairs, as usual, for your appointment, if we don't answer straight away, it's because we are either in that gap time or we have just disinfected something and waiting for it to dry before we can walk back across the floor. Or it may be that we are dealing with somebody and we just ask you just to ring the bell and wait. It's not that we don't know you're there. It's just that with these very exact times, we have to run it like clockwork. So do ring the bell. If you're exactly on time, we will be ready for you. But if you're a little bit early and we can't answer the door straight away, at least you'll know why and you can just hang on there for a minute until it's the correct time for us to come and escort you in for your lovely treatment. I think it might be worth mentioning something that I have been coming across a little bit as well. And I'm on a lot of forums, or a member of a lot of groups, you know, for beauty therapists and estheticians and skin specialists around the world, really. So some of this information is coming from other places, mostly from the US, where they have, in most states, been open now for some little time. And it's anecdotally, there is no scientific evidence for this yet. There's no studies or data available on this yet. But something that I have been hearing over and over, and it seems to be very common, is that people who've had their vaccine do seem to be presenting with skin that's a little bit more sensitive than usual. So it's something I would ask you to consider. If or when you have your vaccine scheduled, and if you also have a treatment scheduled with us that is, you know, maybe a stimulating treatment. So one of our more advanced treatments like microneedling, radio frequency, pyramid facelift, it just might be worth having a look at your schedule. And if possible, I would say, just to be on the safe side, trying to make sure that you've got a couple of weeks between getting your vaccine and having a advanced stimulating skin treatment like that. It may be nothing at all, but I'm hearing it often enough that I think it is worth mentioning. So if you think that to fit into that you need to reschedule, I think that's probably the best thing to do. So thank you very much for bearing with me and for listening to all of my rules and regulations. I promise when you get here that we will have a lovely, welcoming and relaxing experience for you. All these rules take longer to tell you about than to actually do. So from your point of view, filling out your form when you get your confirmation email and sanitizing your hands on the way in the door is really all you have to remember. And we will look after the rest, and we will look after you, and we very much, very much look forward to seeing you all again really, really soon. Thank you for listening.